You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts. You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
Hey, Griggins, when you and your brothers were all young, still living with your parents, did your oldest brother have the biggest room?
Yeah.
And you and your middle brother, did y'all share a room? I remember you saying that.
As soon as your older brother moved out, did one of you move over into his room?
Yeah. Okay.
And did that cause any problems or anything? Did he get mad about you gave away my room? Or,
No.
Because my daughter has been, not really mad about the fact that my son just moved into her room.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But she's so... I don't know, would you say nostalgic or whatever, but she's, she lives in Nashville, but I think it's part of the situation of, oh my God. So my home's not the same anymore when I go, cause I'm going to be, so we moved all of her stuff into his room, which was a lot smaller than what she had. And,
so he's got a bigger room now by moving into her room.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm. But that's a kicker because you'll never get it back.
She never lived in that house. That was not her childhood home. I don't. There's no. You have no.
It is
say.
It is different.
Yeah, she did live in. She graduated college, she came back and she lived there for a year or so.
But come on.
But I mean,
it's not the same as your childhood bedroom.
It is different when it's your childhood home because that was one of those things that. Mine was like that all through college because I lived with my mom for about 6 months after. And then for several years, it said, then one day I just went over there and was like, what happened in here? And the whole room, which I was fine with, it was like, a little heads up would have been nice.
Oh,
the
room would break.
It had just suddenly been painted. She changed out the furniture and all that. I was like, wow.
But, I mean, she's not pissed about it or anything. No. She's just like, this. I'm really
lost my room.
I guess I really am gone.
Yeah. I'm homeless.
Yeah. Next time I'll be in the guest room.
He could have done that a long time. She moved out a long time ago, but he was too lazy.
Yeah.
And so finally Jody's like, we're moving your room. We got to get it. Yeah. So you know what? I knew that they were going to be doing that all day. And I said, is there anything I need to do to help with that? No. It's just going to be probably a lot of cleaning because he's such a slob. And so that translates to don't come home that day.
Yeah.
So you just stay gone that day?
Oh.
Yeah.
Stay away.
That's what I heard because I didn't want to hear her yelling at him. I didn't want to, I knew it was going to be a lot. And when I came home, I said, hey, how many times has your mom yelled at you today? He goes, a lot. He goes, but I kind of deserve it.
Kind of nasty.
Yeah. But did you end up in the big room before you moved out after your middle brother left? Did you ever get the big room?
It was very subtle, the size difference. But no, I didn't move. I stayed in the same room.
Yeah.
They turned it into a guest bedroom almost immediately.
How many years were you the only person there? The only brother there?
Just one.
Really?
No, two years, because my brother's 2 years older than me. So, 2 years. But, I was into high school before I got my own bedroom.
Man,
the kid that grew up with his own bedroom. I don't know what that would have been weird to me.
If I had known what I could have had, what could have been, I would have been really jealous. But, just always sharing everything. That's why I'm really not good at sharing now. It's because I had to do it so much when I was a kid. Now I gatekeep everything.
I can see
I'm like, I have a fun restaurant. I'm not telling you about it. If I find a great show, I'm probably not going to tell you about it because I'm tired of sharing. I get sick of it.
Yeah. I mean, that's why my wife's stingy with food and stuff because, we've talked about her sister just took it all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Her sister doesn't like talking about that now. Every time I bring it up.
Every time
you see her? Yeah.
It's true, though.
Uh-huh.
You got to keep stuff to yourself eventually.
That's interesting, though, how that affects somebody long term.
Mm-hmm.
The sharing or lack of, as a kid, ends up changing. It affects how you view things now.
That's not the healthy way. I mean, you think growing up sharing a lot, like those Duggars, they probably got to share everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's, sure. You get nothing to yourself.
Right.
So, yeah, that's maybe a bad comparison because one of the guys is in jail for...
Yeah. In DC,
all kinds of stuff. But you get the point. Growing up in a large family, you share everything, and you're supposed to take that into adulthood. Where I can share everything, didn't work that way with me. It had the opposite effect. I
was your brothers the same way?
I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah. I've never.
I'd be curious to know if how that breaks down with them, because
I'll share whatever with them. It's with like other people.
But I mean, I wonder if they're the same way.
Yeah, I don't know. Kind
of tight-lipped about things that they have.
Speaking of my wife's sister, she does something that. If I were to try to help her with this situation, she would get mad. Everybody in the family would get mad and say that I'm being a jerk. But she will send us videos because we don't live close to them, 14 and a half hour drive away from them. So, you know, they've got things going on in their family and, you know, little niece and nephew twins that we like to keep up with and all of that. But she is a camera operator talker.
Oh,
not just that. Like she sent us a video the other day. They had a big storm come through there, and their son was helping her husband Chuck pull this big tree out of the yard with a chain in his truck.
Yeah,
to get it where you know they could chop it up and get rid of it and all. And she was sending the video showing, look how you know Braxton's out here helping. Well, he was driving the truck. Just pulling it up into the front of the yard. And she's videoing it, and it's a cool video. We like seeing it. It's a big, big step in Braxton's life. But she's yelling across the yard to him in the truck. Easy! Easy!
Which is blasting.
Oh, my God.
What?
So she's the one, like, she's acting like she's the one that's got to tell him the directions and all of that while she's videoing. And it's so loud.
Good Lord.
And nobody will let you point that out. Like, hey.
If I say that, they go, well, don't watch it then.
But I want to watch it. I want to see it.
Yeah. They're just all against. But I'm that way with all, pretty much every video that I see on social media. If it's a cooking video or if it's whatever it is, if the camera person starts talking.
Right.
And it's not the camera person from the beginning showing you something like scenery or look at this. This is a blah, blah, blah. If they're videoing somebody else do something and they start talking, it turns me off. And I guess that comes from watching those pimple popping videos where the person would be screaming, oh, that's holding the camera.
It's the only exception to back it up, Terry.
Yeah.
Commentary. Yeah, that's good. There are other exceptions, but that would be a good one. Yeah, that would be a good exception.
What are you doing?
Terry.
I mean, in that case, he's trying to save Terry's life. So it's understandable that he was talking through that one.
But if the person is talking to somebody else, you know, like say if I had on, so I turn it on, Riggins is not paying attention. You go, Riggins, what is that? If the camera person is acting like a, you know, the guide of it or whatever, that's fine. But it's when somebody else is doing something and then they jump in and start commenting on it. Mm. You know, like there's one where the it's a guy, his name's Marty, and his wife does cooking videos, and then he'll start commenting as she's showing how to do it. It's
no,
like, oh yeah, that looks delicious. You know, okay, stop, Marty. Don't do that, Marty. Stop. I don't like it.
But especially if somebody's yelling.
Oh,
that's hard. That's super loud.
Mm-hmm. I just hate yelling so much, and it's getting worse and worse. The more my hearing ability starts to fade as I get older.
Yeah.
The more I hate yelling, which makes no sense. It looks like I'd like yelling.
Mm-hmm.
People yelling at me.
You'll like it eventually.
If you walk around with a funnel up to my ear, what? Huh?
No. Huh? That's pretty bad. But I also dislike when someone breathes. That's doing the camera. You can hear their breathing on the camera.
Yeah,
I've done that myself, but it's still rough.
You can hear yourself breathing.
Yeah, there's been many a video I just delete because you just hear. because I'm trying to make sure the camera.
What are you doing?
Like, I'm trying to make sure the camera's. I'm very focused on the
camera. Do you hold it right up to your mouth while you look?
No, I'm just a loud breather sometimes.
Or is it that you've been holding your breath because you don't want to move?
It might be that.
And then when you let it. Wow. I really get excited showing you the squirrel.
How'd that video turn out? I had it deleted. That's too much loud breathing on it. That's
weird. This is the Extra, Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.